this Tehillim every day. And it's important to say this Tehillim every day. Why? Because he brings here from the first, from the word, Elecha nafshi esa, that my soul looks up to you. But there's an atonement here. The esa aleph shin aleph. Aleph is achila, is eating. Shin is shtiya, is drinking. And aleph again at the end is isha, woman. That these are three things a person needs to atone for every day. Because sometimes we take, although it's allowed for you, but sometimes you take, you know, more than what you need in life, whether it's food or this or that. He says, no, you ask, there's actually a form of atonement in this Tehillim to say. So when I always look at this Tehillim, this is what you have the Kavanah, that you ask Hashem to do tshuva for the eating, because a person eats what he needs to survive, but sometimes he does over. Same thing with his wife, and sometimes same things when he goes to a party and has a drink. We continue with Orot Elim, and we mentioned yesterday that if you have the ability to say something that will be heard, then you should, because if it's going to make a difference, then it's important to say it. If it's not, then he says, no, don't say it, because at the end of the day, Hashem puts you in a position, whether you're the father in the house, or you're the boss in the company, or whatever, that you can say something, and people will listen and change their ways. And you will give an accounting if you didn't say. If you just kind of let things go by, and then sometimes that little snowball can turn into a big snowball and cause trouble. He continues here, it says, Laman, we learn from here. Hovul Adam Shilaman Hokma Shilmod Mead Minashtu the Datota Mishum Sheba Toeret La Hokma Bishvila. He says there's a pasuk in King Solomon wrote Yakar Hokma Var. He says it's Yakar Me Hokma Umikavod Tzichlut Mead. He says more important than Hokma and honor, a little bit of foolishness. Okay, he says what he's trying to say is that even when you start a class, you're going to give a class now, whatever the topic is, insert a joke, put something kind of loosening things up so not everything is tight. And this is that he brings here, the Rav Amruna, before he would start learning all the secrets of the Chokmah, the secrets of the Kabbalah, he would always give in front of him a few chapters of Divrei Shtut, some foolishness, to kind of get everything, you know, to get everybody relaxed, and now they're open, and okay, let's learn some serious stuff now, you know. I think I read at one point, it says, one of the rabbis, we'll probably run into it, he comes to his rabbi, he says, I've learned all the Torah. I know everything. He says, now I want to, what do you think, can I learn a little bit of Chokmah, Greek philosophy? He says, the only time, if you've learned everything else and you've got, the only time you can learn is when, because the Torah says, V'agita bo yamana, you should learn Torah every day and every night. So he says, so when can I learn? He says, find a time when it's not day and not night, and not half hour or 15 minutes, that's the only time you can allocate to learn Greek philosophy.